This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار نعوذ بالله من النار ومن أهل النار. My dear brothers and respected sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you and your loved ones, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to elevate your ranks, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us with our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as he has gathered us on this blessed day in the highest of paradise. My dear brothers and respected sisters, it is narrated by both Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon them, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, on the day of reckoning, on a day of judgment, death will be brought forward. Death will be brought forward, and it will be brought forward in the shape or the form of a white ram, a sheep. And it would be placed between the people of paradise and the people of hellfire. And the people of paradise will be asked, do you recognize this? Do you know what this is? So they will raise their necks and look at it and say, yes, it is death. And then the people of the hellfire will be asked, do you recognize this? Do you know what this is? So they will raise their necks and look to it and say, yes, it is death. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then command that it will be slaughtered. And so death will be slaughtered. Death in that form, in the form of a sheep, will be slaughtered. And it will be said to the people of paradise, you will have an everlasting life. You will have eternal life. And you shall not die. And then the people of the hellfire will be told, you will have everlasting, eternal life. And you shall not die. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam recited the following verse, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. He recited the verse which translates to, and warn them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and warn them about the day of regret. Warn them about the day of regret when the matter is concluded and they are in a state of heedlessness and they do not believe. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام mentions this verse after mentioning this affair that will happen on the Day of Judgment, because there's a tie, there's a connection. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is the most knowledgeable with the Quran and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the scholars have said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is referring to the slaughter of death. That death shall no longer exist. And he's telling the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام to warn them of that day, when that will happen. Yet, they remain heedless. They remain heedless and they do not believe. They do not change their actions. They do not work towards that day. Whether they be a non-Muslim who have not accepted the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the message of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, or the Muslims who are heedless of what is to come. And what greater, what is there that's greater of a reminder than death? Not only in this dunya, but also in the hereafter. A day where you can't take back. A day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is it. No more death. If you're in paradise, you will be there forever. And if you're in the hellfire, you will be there forever, for eternity. And in another narration, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the people of paradise, you will have everlasting, eternal life, and you shall not taste death again. It is mentioned that out of their joy and happiness and what they have been blessed with, if it was not written that there's no more death, they would have died out of joy. They would have died out of happiness. And as for the people of the hellfire, if it had not been written that there is no more death, they would have died out of grief and sorrow to the situation they are in. And so, my dear brothers and respected sisters, our topic for today is heedlessness. Al-ghafla. Being heedless. And it is something we are often challenged with, even as practicing Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear that heedlessness, being heedless, is something that is frowned upon, something that is loathed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is hated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For when he tells the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to remember his Lord in his private affairs, out of humility and out of fear, he ends the verse with, وَلَا تَكُنْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Remember your Lord and do not be with those who are heedless. Do not be amongst these people that don't care. They are not conscious and mindful of what is to happen due to their actions. Don't be with those people. Know the consequences. Know what your actions, what fruits they're going to bear. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forbids us from obeying those who are heedless.
ولا تطع من أخفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. And do not obey the one who we have removed the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his heart. The one who is heedless, do not obey that person. Do not befriend him. Don't be his pal. Don't be his companion. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَخْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. Don't follow this person. We have removed the remembrance from his heart. He is heedless. Do not follow him. Do not be his friend. This is the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Just because he doesn't remember Allah? No, because he follows his desire. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. He follows his whims and desires and what he wants to do. And his affair is in neglect. He doesn't care what his actions, what the consequences and the repercussions will be. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not only show us that being heedless has consequences and that we should not be around the people that are heedless, but he tells us about people that have failed in life due to their heedlessness. They will not be successful in the hereafter. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. That these people that will not be successful, they know the affairs of this world. They know about this dunya. And they're neglectful, they're heedless of the akhirah. And there's nothing wrong with enjoying this world, but not at the expense of our akhirah. You see people, you ask them about anything that's related to this dunya and they have an answer for you. How to make money, they have an answer for you. How to get the best car, they have an answer for you. How to get the best house, they have an answer for you. Marriage, anything, whatever it may be. Schooling, what profession to be, how to get there. They'll know all of that stuff. And all of this pertains to the dunya. They will know it all. But when it comes to the akhirah, they're heedless. They occupy themselves with this world to the extent that they do not know anything about the eternal life they're going to. Whether it be eternity in bliss, in paradise, or eternity in torment and punishment in the hellfire. And so we have to be heedful of this. We have to take the words of the Quran to heart. Understand them. And not be amongst the heedless. And not befriend the heedless. Rather, try our best to be heedful of the message. To be heedful of a day where death is slaughtered. And whatever decisions you had made, those you will bear the consequences for eternity. My dear brothers and respected sisters, there are three types of heedlessness, or three categories that you can categorize yourselves in. The first is complete heedlessness, absolute, the ultimate heedlessness, which is kufr, which is disbelief, which is the state of the disbeliever. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us all from disbelief. The one who lives his life as they like and as they please. They do not know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. They do not know what the message of Islam is. They could not care less. They're heedless of what will happen to them. What will be the result of their actions? They know nothing. And whether It is due to ignorance or carelessness. They're one and the same. They're still classified as people that are heedless. They're in ghafla. And they will not wake up from this heedlessness until the day of judgment. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam tells us, as narrated by Imam Bukhari, may Allah have mercy on him, that a man from the hellfire will be brought forth on the day of judgment. And he will be told, or he will be asked, suppose you were given gold that will fill the earth. You're given an amount of gold, as much gold as it would take to fill the earth. The whole earth, ground up, between ground and the sky, everything, gold. Would you ransom it? Would you give it to save yourself from the hellfire? So the man says, yes. Yes, I would. So he would be told, he will be told, you were asked to do something easier than that. You were asked to do something simpler than that. To worship Allah alone. To embrace Islam. That's all you had been asked. We don't want a world worth of gold. No, no. Just to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. To follow the teachings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The second category is recurring heedlessness. Recurring heedlessness. Meaning, somebody is heedless often and frequently. They barely get out of that state of heedlessness. And this applies to the disobedient Muslim. The Muslim that does not care about their deen. They do not care about their actions. They don't learn about their religion. And even if they know what they're supposed to do and what they're supposed to stay away from, they don't care. They just go about their life as they please. They might say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, but they do not fulfill the conditions of La ilaha illallah. They don't follow the teachings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And sometimes it's hard to even differentiate them, their actions from the actions of non-Muslims. Sadly. And so you might remind this person and they might become heedful. They might change their way. And then they would relapse. They would go back to what they were doing. They would just go back. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from this category of people that are heedless. Last but not least, the third category of being heedless is infrequent and rare heedlessness. And this applies to the believer who is righteous, who is pious. There might come a time, once in a blue moon, where they might be heedless of their religion, or of their actions, or of the consequences and the repercussions in the hereafter. It happens. But the difference is that as soon as they get these impulses from the shaitan, or as soon as they start to lose their way, they are reminded and they rectify their actions. They rectify it. So they don't let it keep going. They don't let it go on. They don't let it consume them and change their belief. If they came to Salah late once, twice, they would not do it a third time. They'll say, I was late yesterday for Salah. Today, I'm leaving everything. I'm going there earlier. They rectify their action. They figure out what's going wrong. And right away, they have the remedy by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the category we want to be amongst. If we are heedless, we rectify our actions right away. We get rid of this heedlessness. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us heedful of the akhirah and the consequences of our actions in this dunya and in the akhirah. واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه انه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. My dear brothers and respected sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. That the account of mankind, the judgment of mankind has come near. It has come near. Yet they are heedless and they turn away. They are heedless and they turn away. Muslim and or non-Muslim. They are heedless of a day of sorrow, a day of regret, a day of judgment. They do not think often enough about what they will reap in the hereafter. And there are a few reasons for this. And we will mention a couple, inshallah. The first is that they occupy themselves, they are keen with this world and what this world contains. They're always worrying about what they can attain in this world, what they can have and achieve in this world. And this makes them heedless of the hereafter. It puts them in a state of heedlessness. It keeps them away from worshiping Allah. It keeps them away from obeying the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. It increases them in sin and deviation. And so, why does it matter how we are perceived in this world? Why does it matter how rich I am, or how successful I am, or how good looking I am, when all of this will result in the hellfire? What is the purpose? If there is no good, there's no sincerity, there's no following the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, you could look as fly as you like. You can be as rich as you like. And as successful as you'd like. But that day when death is slaughtered, where will you be? In paradise or in hellfire? Would it have been worth it? Did you use this dunya for your akhirah, for the bliss of paradise, or for the torment of the hellfire? What did you use it for? Priorities. You can't prioritize if you're heedless. We must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us out of this state. Secondly, following one's desires and whims. Because following those desires and whims, even sometimes they might be permissible. Something permissible that you can do. But as you go down that road and you increase in that, It will take away the feeling from your heart. The feeling of being heedful, of remembering that there's a day of judgment, of remembering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge me. I am busying myself with things that will not, with things that will not help me in the hereafter. Is that gonna increase our chances of going to Jannah or decrease our chances? Whatever you're doing. And that leads us to the third thing, which is the heart not feeling remorse or guilt for any sins that are committed, for any shortcomings. That is dangerous. And this is where the principle of al-amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy an al-munkar comes in. To enjoin good and to forbid evil. If we don't do good, and we don't enjoin good, and we delve into evil, and don't forbid evil, then we will not care anymore. Our hearts would die. Our hearts would have no feeling. Somebody can do a sin, and you couldn't care less. It's their life. Let them do whatever they want. Who am I to judge them? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly told us that we are the best of nations. And what makes us the best of nations is that we enjoin good and forbid evil. No matter what situation it puts you in. And so, the repercussions of heedlessness can be in this dunya or in the akhirah. As for this dunya, the punishment will encompass us if we are heedless. Because we will be amongst the people that disobey and sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might punish us with these people, whomever they are, because they are disobeying Allah and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Our dua might not be answered. Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer your dua when you are disobeying Him? When you're turning away from Him? When you are making fun of Him and of the Sunnah and turning away from what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam struggled to bring forth to us? As for the Akhirah, sorrow, regret, that is a punishment in itself. Where the person says, oh, I should have. Oh, I could have done this. But it's too late. And as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, that there is not a person in the Jannah, in paradise, except they will be shown their place in the hellfire, so that they may increase in thankfulness and gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is not a person in the hellfire, except they'll be shown their place in Jannah if they had believed, so that they may increase in sorrow and regret. And the worst of all is the hellfire itself, the punishment of the hellfire. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the hellfire and the people of the hellfire. In a quick way, my dear brothers and respected sisters, to rectify the situation we are in, the situation of heedlessness, is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are action points. These are things we can do. Right away we can do this. Dhikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep remembering Allah. With anything now. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Whatever it may be, subhanallah bihamdih, subhanallah al-azim, la ilaha illallah, whatever you know, and all the time, you remember Allah, you're mindful of Allah. How could you be heedless when you are always, always remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Keeps you in check. Secondly, dua. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take you out of this state. to keep you heedful of your actions in the Akhirah and the consequences. And last but not least, remember death. Remember death. For people in this world often forget death, the reality that is, the certainty of death. And people can go around as much as they like, saying you only live once and YOLO and this and that, but the reality is the opposite. You only die once. You only die once. Then after that, it's eternal bliss or eternal punishment. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us heedfulness. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us away from heedlessness and to keep us away from the people of heedlessness. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ